Good afternoon and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy and I'm joined for today's show by two of my compadres with the Knights, our station manager, Mr. Dan Steele, and also my regular compadre, Mr. Mikey Kubik. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Good afternoon, Joe.
All right, guys, let's begin as we always do with a prayer. We'll do the prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father,
Father
and
of the
Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Guys, I have a couple of degrees to get out of the way here for the remainder of January. On Tuesday, January 22nd, an admission or first degree will be conducted by St. Joseph's Council, 12788. That's Mike's home council. And they're located at 410 East Simpson Street, Mechanicsburg. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, January 27th, a Knighthood or third degree is going to be conducted by Father Edward Garrity Council, 10474. They're located at 3595 Conowego Creek Road in Manchester. Candidates should arrive no later than 1:30, and the degree is to begin at 2 p.m. Michael.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Joe, first of all, we had a chapter meeting yesterday, and before we get to the elephant in the room, which is pro-life and the March for Life, I thought I'd talk just a little bit about that. It's hard to believe, brothers, but we actually have, I think, over 200 councils that have not even brought in one knight since the start of the fraternal year, July 1st. I mean, it's just hard to comprehend, especially in today's day and age and what's happening to the Catholic Church, that we don't have more men interested in the faith and willing to step forward and join the Knights of Columbus to try to do a little bit better in our faith and in actually in our walk of faith. And I guess that we're going to segue that right in to the fact that tomorrow, well, you're hearing this on a Saturday, so it's actually yesterday.
Yeah.
But we're taping the show on Thursday. Tomorrow is the Walk for Life in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I know that we all care about it. We've had a couple of shows here at Night Talk. We were lucky enough to interview John Moore. If you look at the Columbia Magazine, if you are a member of the Knights of Columbus, in the Columbia Magazine, they actually have an article about John and his daughter, who's started out April 8th.
In San Francisco.
San Francisco, Divine Mercy Sunday. And he started walking, and we met him in Pennsylvania and then down into Emmitsburg, Maryland. And we met with the Knights down there, and we had an interview on that. So I think it's well worth listening to. He's really a good man. I think the thing that impressed me about the most in this article, if you get a chance to read it, is he estimated that he's going to take 6.1 million steps to go from San Francisco to Washington, D.C.
You can hear that interview on our podcast,
yes,
which are now up
yes,
at 720whyf.com or on our website. Actually, the podcasts are available on anybody that has podcasts, whether it's Podcast Bean or iHeart.
I think I get it on Podcast Bean.
Podbean, YouTube, it's all out there. There's an embedded player that we put on the website. Thank you, Mike Creevy.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Anyway, there's several episodes up there. It's a little bit, if you look at it, they're all in one drop-down menu. And if you see EAEN, it's for the Ever Ancient, Ever New show. KT is for Night Talk. In the News, of course, it's got its own abbreviation. And going forward, they will be like that. The first show will be like 001 and then 002. Going forward, we just keep up with that rotation. So that makes it easy for you guys to find them. The newest ones will be at the top, as I understand it.
I thought of it when you said John Moore, because that's displayed up there right now. So
yes.
And this show will be loaded after we finish it as well.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. We'll have it up before the end of the day, I hope.
The thing that really got me was when he came up with the 6.1 million steps, he actually states that when he's doing this, every step he took represents 10 dead babies.
Mm.
Because our country has had the great fortune of being able to destroy 61 million lives. So I think we should really and truly rethink where we are, and I think that's what the March for Life is all about. So if you did get the opportunity to go to it, that's fantastic. If you didn't, it'll be playing on EWTN again.
That's right.
Make sure you get to see it. Really and truly think about it.
I'm hopeful that this is the year that we get more coverage from mainstream media.
Well, wouldn't that be wonderful?
It's been covered all week on EWTN. It's been covered for weeks, actually, on EWTN and here. And so we can only hope that they show actual crowd size pictures on the mainstream media, because it is a much larger movement than they would give us credit for.
Well, you know what? And that gives me a nice segue, Dan. Thanks. With the Knights just placed their 1,000th ultrasound machine in Manassas, Virginia, I believe. That's countrywide or worldwide. The machines that we've put out there that the Knights have bought and paid for. You get a woman in there, and she sees that little baby in utero on that sonogram picture. The chances of her keeping that baby and carrying that baby to term are probably go up exponentially, you know?
Yeah, one of the things in the Columbia Magazine this month, and it's a shame if you're not a member of the Knights of Columbus. That's one reason why you should be a member of the Knights of Columbus. The entire issue is devoted to life. Every article, every doctor that's in there is actually a statement of why life is important. Also, there's a bunch of young ladies that after getting the ultrasound, could not give up their child and decided to give a natural birth, and they ended up with some really beautiful children, and we do have pictures of that. So I think it's really important. Just a little side note, we only missed it by two.
Yeah, here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, because we had like, what, 889?
No, we did 998.
Is that what it was?
And 999 were... Pennsylvania, and then 1,000 was.
Of course, Manassas, Virginia jumped in there, that's okay.
Well, it was good timing. Good timing, and I think that's an important aspect of it.
Yeah, the good news is there are ultrasound machines in all 50 states now.
That's right.
Yes,
and I think as you can see, it's doing what it should do. It gives young ladies an opportunity to see what is growing inside them.
And it's a beating
and it's
heart.
Not
it's
a,
not just a piece
it's
of
just
tissue.
A tissue. It's actually a human being.
Yep.
I still carry my Pete's pins, Pete's feet.
Yes.
That we used to get when we were Knights, and it's 10 weeks, and you can see the little toes, and they're tiny, and they hang around my chain. So I think that's something that we should all be proud of as far as being members of the Knights of Columbus, and so with our Catholic faith. I mean, it's not just a Knights thing. This is a Catholic thing. It's a Christian thing.
Yeah.
It's actually a moral obligation to protect life in all forms, whether it be at time of conception or as we are all getting a little longer in tooth, to be able to be allowed a natural death. So I think they're all important. So I don't know. We have all kinds of statistics. We have some numbers. We had a Marius poll come out that the Knights of Columbus did request, and I think this is the 11th annual. And some of the things are really good. I'm just going to read one or two here, and then we can talk about them a little bit. 3 in 4 American, that's 75%.
Mm-hmm.
Say abortion should be limited to at least the first 3 months of pregnancy. Now, that's not what we want, but at least it shows that no one believes that abortion should just be a form of contraception, which I think in our country we've actually done that. You can wait until the baby's ready to be born and then just destroy it. So that's one that gets me. A lot of people think it should be restricted to the states. That's two-thirds, almost two-thirds, 65%. So if you look at all these kind of people that are really looking at it from a common sense and a scientific perspective, these are babies, and we have
Amen.
A country that is destroying them. And unfortunately, you know how they always say, how goes California goes the United States, how goes the United States goes the rest of the world, and that's not good.
No, it's scary whenever we allow California to set the benchmark.
Right, yes. It is. It's really a horrible thing. And so, while you can, say your prayers, pray for a conversion in the United States, because I think we need it. And there's, we're kind of proud because we're Knights, so I thought we could hit a couple of things that the Knights actually do. When we were founded in 1882 by Father Michael McGivney, we were founded to care for widows and orphans. So I think that's an important beginning when you start talking about pro-life, because in those days it wasn't the issue it is today. You wanted to have children. You knew that that was your lifeblood. That was your future going forward. The Knights were always against violent racial and religious discrimination. We were the ones that fought against the Ku Klux Klan when they were very popular in the United States back in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
Every March for Life, the Knights have been there since the first one in 1974. We sponsored the poll that we just gave you some of the statistics on. So I think we also talked about the 1,000 ultrasound machines, another initiative by the Knights. We've been with the Special Olympics since its inception in 1968. Again, every life is important. And I know that, we can always go back and say, well, the Kennedys were Catholic, the Shrivers were Catholic. That's true. But by the same token, the Knights stepped up because there was a need, and we were there to do it. Right now, we're defending persecuted Christians, and there's a Marian icon that's going through our diocese, and actually all eight dioceses within the state of Pennsylvania, just to take a chance to pray and to remember these people who are being persecuted for no reason other than the fact that they believe in Jesus Christ. And that's... that's a pretty nasty thing.
And you know what? We have perpetual adoration 24 hours at different churches throughout the diocese and throughout the Harrisburg metropolitan area. Go spend some time with our Lord. Get down on your knees, say a rosary, say, or just quiet meditation and pray for an end to all of this, because it's not a good thing. It's getting better. Is it where we would like it to be as Christians and Catholics? No, it's not.
No, we have much work to do.
Exactly. So, get behind us, do what you can to help us out.
And I guess we're almost getting down on that, so that's a good segue to membership. Think about it. Become a Knight.
There you go. Music's playing my ears, guys. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Knight Talk. I'm joined again, as usual, by our station manager and brother Knight Dan Steele and my usual compadre, Mr. Mike Kubik. Good afternoon again, guys.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Michael.
Yeah, one of the things that, the Knights of Columbus are doing, we are an all-male organization. There's no doubt about that. Everybody's aware of that. But that does not mean we are not family-orientated, and it does not mean that we do not respect and appreciate the women in our lives. And today we're lucky to have two of them here. Marie Gallagher, she's the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, and her intern, Katie Schreiner, who's a communication major at Penn State University. And in conjunction with what we're looking at right now, with the March for Life having occurred yesterday and then this being broadcast on Saturday, we'd love to have them talk to you a little bit about their feelings and what they're trying to accomplish with pro-life in the state of Pennsylvania. So Marie, welcome.
Sure, thank you so much. I think that this is an exciting time for pro-life in Pennsylvania. There is so much going on. We saw so many people bound for the March for Life, and that is an incredible event. I can tell you from having personally been there, it's just extraordinary to stand there and see the hundreds of thousands of people who are marching in solidarity with pregnant women and their preborn children. It's very inspiring. And, at the same time, even though we have great enthusiasm for events like the March for Life, we're facing tremendous threats. I don't know if everybody is aware of this, but the abortion centers in Pennsylvania just filed suit this past week for taxpayer funding of abortion. They want to get a hold of your tax dollars because they're a losing industry. I mean, they're a sagging industry. We know that the abortion levels in Pennsylvania are at their lowest level ever. So the abortion industry wants to grab a hold of a lucrative market. So they want to use your taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions for poor women. Now, that's the last thing that those poor women need. That's the last thing in the world. And so we're going to fight against that. We're going to do all that we can to fight against that, because we know from research that when there is an increase in taxpayer funding of abortions, the abortion rate skyrockets. And so that's why I'm fortunate to have Katie along. And Katie has been interning for the past week. And tell them a little bit about what you learned, Katie.
It's incredible with how much I've learned within the Federation and how much medical resources and how much chapters and everyone gets involved with the Federation. And it's incredible that there's so many people around the communities that want to end the way of abortion. And it's just incredible to just see everyone want to make a change in the abortions. And watching the videos and seeing the marches for life is an eye-catching moment for you to want to make a difference and to save a life.
Fantastic. One of the things that, you know, you'd mentioned, Marie, was the fact about taxpayer funded abortions. And we just happen to have some statistics from the 11th annual Marius Poll Survey put out by the Knights of Columbus. And by a double-digit margin, 54% of Americans do not believe that we should fund it through our taxes.
Right.
And the reason for that is, let's be honest, it's the killing of babies.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is. And to have the government step in and say, we are going to use your money, because that's who we are, it is our country. We are going to use your money to kill babies.
That's
a horrible thing to think about.
It is, and it's against the consciences of people. And even if you were to look at this from a completely financial standpoint, look at the socioeconomic costs of the abortions. Look how it harms women. It leads to substance abuse by women. That's driving up your health costs, right? There are so many aspects to abortion, and it has a ripple effect throughout our communities, and it's a very negative effect financially as well as emotionally, physically, psychologically.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's really an awesome experience and expense to our nation.
Absolutely.
For what we're doing, it truly is. I mean, it makes you get scared. It really does. I watch Leave It to Beaver in the mornings. I watched Leave It to Beaver.
Well, you're dating yourself there, buddy.
There's actually, it used to be when our TV shows gave a moral and a necessary reflection on who we are as a nation. And we don't have that today.
Not
we honestly don't have that.
You don't see those kind of programs on television.
No, you don't.
Hey, you know what drives me crazy? You don't have to be Catholic. Just be Christian and believe in what the Christian faith, the Catholic faith teaches, and believe in the Ten Commandments. What part of the Fifth Commandment don't they understand?
Yeah, I think it's
even about that. Let that sink in.
I think it's even greater than that, Joe. I mean, we're Catholic, and naturally we're Christian, so we have that strong belief. But I really and truly believe that if you just look at it, just like Marie was saying, just from a common sense approach, we're talking about destroying human life. This is a moral issue. This has nothing to do, well, it does, but I mean, from a religious aspect, that's not even all that there is. It's just a moral issue. How can you say that it's all right to destroy a life? I mean, it's just really hard to comprehend that. And I'm not saying that as a Catholic. I'm not saying that as a Knight of Columbus. I'm not saying that as a Christian. I'm just saying that as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
How can you destroy another human being for no reason?
Absolutely. And people are just very uneducated about the factors of abortions and the cause and effects of it overall. And once you educate yourself on it, then you understand more and why people want to be involved in the movement and make a change in communities and even around the world. A lot of people are just very uneducated on the fact of what causes, you know, like the effects of a mother or the effects of a baby. it could risk the chance that the mother not be able to get pregnant again. And people just need to educate themselves more on the factor rather than just assume on base opinions.
And I think, too, it is so troubling when you see so many families who desperately want to adopt children. And they face infertility, and they face miscarriages, and they would love to love those babies. And yet those babies are being sacrificed.
Yes. Oh, it was a good example. I just saw in the news the other day, I guess, it was an investigative report where a couple were scammed by a lady up in New York. And I guess this wasn't the first time. She's done it multiple times. And here are people that are reaching out that wanted to have a child, were not able to have a child. And they went a route that they thought was acceptable. The woman sent all kind of pictures. She did all kind of, the scam. She was very good at her chosen profession, which is scamming people that want to have a child in their life. And what she ended up doing was is hurting them and hurting a lot of people over this. So I think we all know how important life is. It's just that we need to rethink about it and not let this occur forever.
And I just want to thank the Knights personally for all that you do for pro-life. And we see where nationally the Knights are actually under attack by presidential candidates, yes. just because you support life. And that is just so tragic. And I want to say that as a woman, I greatly appreciate the Knights and all they've done. You've bought ultrasounds for pregnancy centers. You're always there fighting for life, and I'm so grateful for it.
Well, thank you very much. On behalf of the Knights of Columbus, I'm sure Supreme Knight Carl Anderson is saying, well, thank you, Michael.
There you go. But, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. My niece is due about the end of March, my wife's youngest kid sister's daughter. And when they went in for the first sonogram, grandma-to-be took her cell phone out. And Nikki's laying on the table, and they're doing the sonogram thing, and she sees the baby, okay? If you could have seen the expression and the smile on that face, it says it all, guys.
How many times have we seen on Facebook first baby pictures with uh-huh. when it's a picture of an ultrasound of a son or daughter on the way? It's exciting. It's reaffirming that that's a human being in there with a beating heart. How could you say no to that?
There you go. You know, Michael?
Okay. I guess we're getting close.
We got about 3 minutes or so.
Okay, because I do want to bring something up because a lot of people don't get to see this. We had talked about John Moore. We did an interview with John Moore. John Moore, again, walking from San Francisco into D.C., and then he's going to participate in the Walk for Life. We actually had our state deputy join John through the latter part of Pennsylvania, the last 15, 16 miles into Maryland. And we got some pictures of it, and this I put it up on YouTube. It will be sent to all the Knights, but I know a lot of people that listen to the show aren't necessarily Knights, so you won't have access to it. If you go on YouTube and you type in my name, YAKUBICK, Yakubik, it'll actually show it. And you
spell
can
that
look
again.
At it. It's YAK, and a Y is the one with the little thing. A lot of people, when you say Y, they put W.
Yeah.
But it's a Y, AKUBICK. And if you go on there, you'll actually be able to see some of the pictures of John, and you'll get to get an idea of what he did. He carried two crosses from San Francisco all the way in, and he had them on his back. One he's going to give to the pro-life movement, and the other one he's going to give to the Knights of Columbus.
And if you go to our website again, Holy Family Radio at 720WHYF.com, we now have podcasts of all of our local programs, and the interview that the Knights did in Night Talk with John Moore is posted up there, so you can listen to it if you've missed the earlier broadcast.
Yeah, and I think if you do, I think the nicest thing, well, if you read the article, if you're a Knight, if you're not a Knight, go to the podcast and listen to him. You'll find out that John's doing this out of an act of love. I mean, an act of faith and love. He has nothing else, no other reason to do this other than, like we discussed, 6.1 million steps, one step for every dead baby in the United States. And that's why John did this.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I want to thank everybody. Maria, I knew you were coming in to do your pro-life notes later that we're going to record. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you, young lady.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
And my boss is here, Dan Steele. We got a whole studio full of people. It's been an interesting show. I thank you both because we had a nice 13-minute segment there. And with that, I'm going to wrap it up and say the music is playing in my ears for Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.